Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Whitlaw. Inviting y'all to join me and my many legendary guests every Sunday from 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM. Remember, this is where real country music lives every Sunday from 8 to 11. Y'all stay tuned now, you hear.
That easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On
the next Wayback Country Jamboree, coming up next on CFRC.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Horseshoe with Stompin' Tom Connor.
Heave-hi, oh, the best man in Ottawa was Maharajo. Big Joe Mopperaw paddled into Mattawa all the way from Ottawa in just one day. Big size French fries, how they love tomatoes. So dress them up with Heinz ketchup, ketchup loves potatoes. Spud the spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig, they're from Prince Edward Island.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. This here is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And for the next 3 hours, I'd like to welcome you all in to a 3-hour celebration to what would have marked the 89th birthday of one of the greatest and proudest people in Canadian history, Stompin' Tom Connor, forever remembered as the true king of Canadian country music. So sit back, relax, as we take you down memory lane back to Prince Edward Island and Old Skinner's Pond with some of Tom's dearest friends on today's Wayback Country Jamboree. Welcome in, friends, and may God bless Canada.
Came tumbling down, and 19 men were drowned, and the medical corps couldn't be too sore of the rest of the men they found. Bunkhouse floor, if it gets a little chilly, you can close the door. Tilsonburg.
Tilsonburg.
It was Tilsonburg.
Tilsonburg.
My back still aches when I hear that word. You heard my answer. It's one I hope you'll understand. It's just my way of kind of saying thank you to the people of this land. And it doesn't matter really where you're from, you can spread the word around. Wherever you find a heart that's kind, you're in a part of my stomping ground.
Well, really, it's Canada that still has the stories that should be told, and lots of them, for now and for always.
Good morning, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree, coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario. We are also being carried and aired over historic CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the limestone city of Canada. As I welcome you all into the program this morning, I would like to share that this is the 9th of February in the year 2025. That means that 89 long years ago, today in St. John's, New Brunswick, one of Canada's most dedicated and loyal patriots was born. Yes, the year was 1936 that Thomas Charles Connors was born to Isabel Connors and Thomas Joseph Sullivan. However, his father would disown the family before Tom was born, so the stories go. Isabel, therefore, was a single mother at the time, during a time when it was frowned upon to be a single mother. After being taken away by the law from his mother, he was forced to live in Skinner's Pond, Prince Edward Island, where today there is a center to him, but with that, we'll have more about that later on in the show. However, I do understand that now the man that we know as Stompin' Tom Connors wouldn't, however, be called Stompin' Tom till Canada Day in 1964, while at the Horseshoe Tavern on Yonge Street in Toronto, Ontario. With that, so began the story of the man, the myth, the legend that I'll be remembering today, Stompin' Tom Connors, and who I have always classed as the true king of Canadian country music. Stompin' Tom would gain great fame here at home in his beloved Canada until his passing in 2013 on March 6th at the young age of 77. Today he is remembered mostly for his historical story songs and the songs he wrote about the people and the land he loved the most, that was Canada. In many ways, he taught us all to be a proud Canadian. So with that, let's open up today's program with none other than a man we knew out of the Ottawa Valley that wrote a song about Tom many years ago titled The Ballad of Stompin' Tom and sung today by Freddie Dixon. And then we'll follow with Stompin' Tom Connors and a song which to me is one of the most patriotic songs he ever wrote titled Believe in Your Country. And yes, if you haven't guessed it already, today will be a patriotic Sunday morning here at the Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC 101.9 FM. With that, I'd like to say happy birthday to the late great Stompin' Tom Connors.
Now here's a story that I'd like to tell about a poor country boy that sure done well. Never once did his hat band swell. My man is Stompin' Tom Connors. Well, he left his home at the age of 13, a tall, lanky kid like a long string bean. Holes in his pockets and holes in his socks, took on the job at the waterfront docks. Now, Tom wasn't much to staying around or settling down any one town, because the whole of Canada was his stomping ground. By golly, he wanted to see it. With his buddy Steve Foot in his get-iron hand, he thumbed his way across this land, riding the rails and hitching them trucks, living kind of lean on a lot of good luck. Then one day back in 64, he got stuck in Timmins with the wolf at his door. Stopped at the Maple Leaf for three or four. Had 35 cents, but needed 5 cents more. Well, the barman looked Tom's guitar, and he could tell by their looks they traveled far. He said with a smile, I set the beer in the bar. You play me a couple of songs. Well, the boss, he liked what Tom was singing, and the people and money that Tom was bringing. Tom stayed on and on and on, not bad for a country singer. Stomping board, he's played them all from the Horseshoe Tavern down to Massey Hall. And he might be coming your way this fall, and I sure hope that you don't miss him. So when you're driving and listening to your radio, hear songs like Bud the Spud or Mufferaw Joe. The songs about Canada, and they're on the go, and they're sung by Stompin' Tom Connors. So I wish him well, and I wish him the best, for he's paid his dues more times than the rest. He's a hell of a man, he stood the test, he's my good friend, Stompin' Tom Connors. So I wish him well, I wish him the best, for he's paid his dues more times than the rest. He's a hell of a man, he stood the test, he's my good friend, Stompin' Tom Connors. Tom Connors. Tom Connors. Tom Connors. Tom Connors.
With a guitar under one arm and a stomping board under the other, here's Stomping Tom Connors.
Goodbye, Jim and Jackie. Goodbye, John and May. We hate to see you leaving, bound for the USA. But if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. I know the times are changing, factories closing down. But if you stay and help us, we can turn these things around. But if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. And while our politicians divide our precious land, we speak in French and English, but they still don't understand. If you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. In a land that's short on heroes, they trade our jobs away. And we don't need no zeros to come and help us save the day. So if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. And if you should find your heaven where stars and stripes are flown, you'll learn to stand more proudly than than you ever stood back home. And they'll tell you that your country must come before yourself, or you'll have to serve your country by living somewhere else. So goodbye, Jim and Jackie. Goodbye, John and May. We hope that you'll be happy living in the USA. 'Cause if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. If you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else.
I only wish that we as a country were not as exploited the way we are. Canada's for the Canadians. And not just the Canadians that are living in it today, but all the Canadians throughout the years. The unborn Canadians. What will those Canadians think of Canada in their day? Will they be thankful to us, or will they just say that we're a bunch of stupid, egotistical idiots? What will they say about us?
Following those classic opening songs, we're back here on the Wayback Country Jamboree. It's once again time to welcome y'all back into the Wayback Country Jamboree morning show here this morning, as we celebrate the 89th birthday of none other than Canada's King of Country Music, yes, Stompin' Tom Connors. As we begin again and get the show kicked off for another start, we would like to send out a song to my beloved Mama Dawn and her companion, my stepfather, Big Daddy Owl. For them today, it'll be one of the earliest influences of Tom Connors, none other than Wolf Carter, the father of Canadian country music. From Wolf will be a classic titled A Little Old Shack I Always Call My Home. Then we'll follow with an early classic from the RCA label of Montreal by none other than Hank Snow, another one of the early childhood influences of Tom Connors, but whom treated Tom terribly whenever they met. And from Hank it'll be a song going out in loving memory of my late Granny Marg, who was one of the first people who ever introduced me to country music, along with my father. But it's going to be a song that was called Down at the Rainbow's End. Then we'll follow with a song after that, which is one of the earliest known recordings by Stompin' Tom Connors, long before he was known as Stompin' Tom. And from 1965, it'll be off an old record that my dear friend John Arsenal and his wife Kathy supplied me with, and it's going to be Fire in the Mine, about the old mining accident up in Timmins many years ago back in the 60s. With that, I would like to welcome y'all into the Wayback Country Jamboree and say good morning to everybody listening in.
There's a spot out on the prairie where the coyotes love to roam. Around my little old dog shack I always call my home. How I love to sit and listen while I howl at the yellow moon. Around my little old dog shack I always call my home. My shack's my only fortune, I'm as happy as you are. I sing and yodel and strum my old guitar. The meadowlarks are singing out where the cattle roam. Around my little old log shack I always call my home. Where the coyotes howl and a lonesome melody as I wander around my little home. Oh, the moon shining bright on my little old shack tonight. On my little old log shanty on my clay. My wife, we'd have the sweetest honeymoon where we could be alone in that little old log shack I could always call my home. Next night we goes riding out to our home to be. She said she was never happy unless she was alone with me. But when she saw my paradise she seemed to take a fright, and all at once she gave a scream, I could never be your wife. Haven't got no electric light, you'll have to live alone. Is this a little old log shack you always call our home? I never seen her since that night she gave me back the ring. When she left, I throwed the thing away and started in to sing. You've never hurt my feelings when you left me and my home. For I'm a happy cowboy out where the dogies roam. At night I lie and listen to the coyote's mingled tone. Around my little old log shack I always call my home. Jack's my only fortune. I'm as happy as you are. As I sing and yodel and strum my old guitar, the meadowlark's a-singing out where the cattle roam. Around my little old log shack, I always call my home.
Someone hollered, "Fire, the mine is burning down." Then rushing to the surface came those McIntyre men to make ready and prepare to let the firefighters in. There's a fire way down in the mine. It was February 2nd in the year of 65. A miner's life was taken in the carbon monoxide. The gas had been created way down a mile or so in the McIntyre Hellfire, 6,000 feet below. There's a fire way down in the mine. The call went through the Northland for men to fight the flame. From Sudbury and Toronto, and from everywhere they came. With oxygen and gas masks, they worked for a month of days. In 150 degrees of heat, they fought that gassy blaze. There's a fire way down in the mine. The deadly gas kept rising in the McIntyre High. Till it seeped through the walls and fire doors to the Hollinger mine nearby. For nearly 1,000 miners now, there was no work below. The word came from
from the office, we have to let you go. There's a fire way down in the mine. With their smiles of hope now faded, many faces wore a frown. Must we see our children hungry? Must we have to leave the town? Will they have to close the mines up, bringing trouble, strife, and woe? Or will they beat that gassy hellfire 6,000 feet below? There's a fire way down in the mine. Then at last it was all over. They had sealed the fire in. As it died, they called the miners slowly back to work again. Some may say that it was nothing, and the world may pass it by. But the people up in Timmins will always hear that awful cry. There's a fire way down in the mine. There's a fire way down in the mine. There's a fire way down in the mine. There's a fire way.
I'm just singing Newfoundlander and I sing a happy song.
Hello friends, this is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander. And you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on Wayback Country Jamboree over CFRC 101.9 Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
And are singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of Newfoundland.
Now friends, with this being a tribute to the 89th birthday of Canada's country music pioneer and king, Stompin' Tom Connors, we would usually present the Ottawa Valley trip right now, but with that mentioned, it's going to be a little bit different today, with mostly all the music being associated or performed by Stompin' Tom himself. With that shared, I would like to replace the segment we usually do to the Ottawa Valley with saluting and remembering Stompin' Tom's first released album. In 1969 it came out and was called The Northlands Owned. With that said, this is the only album where Stompin' Tom is not seen in his all-time famous black hat. So let's remember three original songs that appeared on this album, which also are going out to my dear friend Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Chwisky today up there in Eganville, Ontario. Now, I got this album many years ago from Uncle Ray in a collection of albums that he gave me. So with that said, let's remember three classics off this LP record, the original record, Uncle Ray, that you gave me all those years ago. With that, it's going to be a classic called The Northern Gentleman. Then we'll follow with another rare one titled Emily the Maple Leaf. And we'll wrap up this set of early songs with an early story song by Stompin' Tom called Little Wawa. Now this here will show that even though he was just breaking into the music world and the music field, he was writing some of the songs he would be beloved for, especially those story songs. With that, here's from the original album from 1969, with all its surface noise, these classics. Welcome in, friends.
Here's to the northern gentleman who brought the Northland fame through the boundless snow where none dare go. The northern gentleman came. He trapped the beaver and the northern fox and the great white polar bear, and the Yellowstone he found alone had a gleam beyond compare. Here's to the northern gentleman who named the northern towns, where a husky sleigh was the only way the north gent made his rounds. He called the Yukon, Yukon, and the great bay, Hudson Bay. From Dawson down to Timmins down, the north gent made his way. The northern gentleman who crossed the northern plain, he is the gent whose life was spent to bring the Northland fame. To the northern gentleman who braves the winter through, he is still a trek in North Quebec and Kappa's casing too. He's a miner on a lumberjack, he's a driller on a diamond drill. He drives a crane and he stakes a claim and he works at the old pulp mill. Here's to the northern gentleman who wears a Big Mac in awe. He might say howl with an Indian bow, or he might say comment ça va. So here's to the northern gentleman, no matter what be his name, he is the gent whose life was spent to bring the Northland fame.
The northern gentleman who crossed the northern plain. He is the gent whose life was spent to bring the Northland fame. He is the gent whose life was spent to bring this Northland fame. Emily the Maple Leaf lived with her family high upon the maple tree. Her sisters and her brother leaves and all of the other leaves used to laugh at Emily. Everything that they said used to turn her face red, just as red can be. But even when she felt bad, she would never look sad. She took it all so cheerfully. Then one day the leaves all say, Emily was taken far away. She was picked while playing tag, and she was put on Canada's flag. Emily the Maple Leaf never now could prouder be, waving o'er the nation wide. Just to see her when she flips on the masts of mighty ships, Emily will stir your pride. All of us, we love her, there is none above her, blowing in the breeze so free. Her sisters and her brother leaves and all of the other leaves, we shout forever, Emily. She's our way to live each day in city style or country way. From the valleys green to the mountains crag, here's to Emily, Canada's flag. Emily the Maple Leaf stands for the harmony we share alike from sea to sea. For this our fathers sighed for, lived and loved and died for, and we'll preserve it constantly. Where leaves are bound together, we're Emily's forever, we're all for one with each for all. Our sisters and our brother leaves and all of the other leaves, we'll never let the red leaf fall. Here we stand, all hand in hand, O Canada, we're at your command. So let not one be found to lag where Emily waves on Canada's flag. Southland flew in a V-shaped flock of wild geese with her lover Gander Goo, her lover Gander Goo. They flew across North Michigan to see the sights below, 'cause they were on their honeymoon to North Ontario, to North Ontario. Honk, honk, said little wah-wah, honk, honk, my gander goo. In goose talk, that means I love you, and I always will be true, I always will be true. Little wah-wah, little wah-wah. The night was fast approaching, a dreadful hissing sound. 'Twas an arrow from an Indian bow, and Gander Goo shot down. Gander Goo fell down. The wild geese kept on flying, but Wah-Wah would not go. She stayed to find her lover in the bushland far below, in the bushland far below. Honk, honk, said little Wah-Wah, honk, honk, my gander goo. In goose talk, that means I love you, and I always will be true, I always will be true. Little Wah-Wah, little Wah-Wah. A goose that died of heartbreak, a legend she became, but now she'll live forever in a town that bears her name, a town that bears her name. If you should see her statue on Highway 17, you'll know that you're in Wawa, and her love song you will sing, her love song you will sing. Honk, honk, said little Wawa, honk, honk, my gander goo. In goose talk, that means I love you, and I always will be true, I always will be true. Little Wawa, little Wawa, little Wawa.
This part of a valley of mine.
Hello out there in Radio Land. This is Ray Chepesky near Eganville, Ontario, on the shores of the Bonshire River. And you are listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock. Good interviews and good traditional country music. So stay tuned.
When we drive the big rafts down the Ottawa River in this good old valley of mine.
Now, friends, I would like to welcome to the Wayback Country Jamboree our first of three special guests of honor on the Wayback Country Jamboree's 89th celebration to the birth of Stompin' Tom Connors, one of his friends and band members, Duncan Frimlin. Of the legendary band that backed Tom and Tommy Hunter and so many more over the years, Whiskey Jack. With that shared, this will be about a 13 to 14 minute interview. Following this, we will hear a song that the band Whiskey Jack redone of Stompin' Tom's titled Let's Smile Again. I would like to just make mention that during this interview that's been pre-taped, there is some off-color wording, so I do apologize for that, but I do hope y'all enjoy this interview nonetheless with a dear friend of mine who has been no stranger to our Stompin' Tom tributes, none other than Duncan Frimlin of Whiskey Jack. Good morning, Duncan.
Good morning, Johnny. Good morning.
Yes.
In the Tom world, I think your call is very timely, Johnny.
I think so.
It's timely because the protester is needed right now. We've got a gangster south of the border who's threatening to force us to become the 51st state, and nothing has offended my sensibilities more in the last many years than that idea. The whole idea of that, I'm sure, would make Tom roll over in his grave.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, he would.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he wrote a song back in 1990. I think he wrote it in 91, but he released it in 92. And it's called Believe in Your Country. You know the song well.
Yes, we do.
If you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you'd better serve your country by living somewhere else. That was in 1992 when he was pissed off about free trade and the Meech Lake, but mostly the free trade thing, which he thought was Mulroney selling out to the country. And in hindsight, I'd say he was right. So I've taken that song, and from now on, most of the Whiskey Jack shows we do in 2025 are going to be protest shows. And we're going to have a segment in the show where we're going to talk about that song. And also, I've rewritten some of the lyrics to speak to the issue that's on the table today, you know, the 51st state issue.
Yes.
So I've taken the song, I've just modernized it a bit, and now we're going to sing that song at all of our shows in 2025.
Great.
And also,
great.
Johnny, it's going to speak to traitors, to turncoats in the United States who made their life here, who we gave them everything that they have in life, and they go down to the States and they give us the finger. I'm talking about Bobby Orr and Wayne Gretzky. Both of them have embraced the gangster down south. And so I have a verse in there that I sing about those two as well. I've never been more, those two hockey players, they can just disappear as far as I can.
So let's go back to when and how you met Tom, first of all.
Well, it was when, in 1990, when coming back from his 13-year vacation from the music business, and we all know the famous 13 years he took off to protest the Americanization of the Canadian music. I mean, the tone, you know, the theme here is not lost on any of us. He saw the influence that the Americans were going to have on our life up here. He saw the threat to our sovereignty that most Canadians didn't see, even today. Some Canadians don't recognize recognize it.
They're blind to it, it seems, yes.
They're blind to it, that's right. They're too busy looking at their damn phones. You know, he, as we all know, he took 13 years off. And then when he came back, the promoter needed a tour manager, someone with experience, somebody to oversee cross-country 75-city tour. And I was approached. You know, I already had a job. I was selling real estate in Toronto. But I thought, well, geez, this is an opportunity I can't pass up. So I took some time off my work, and I hit the road, and I got to know Tom pretty well in 1990. And then a year or two later, when he was looking for a banjo player to play on his new CD, he called me and said, you know, I know you from the Tommy Hunter Show. You and Whiskey Jack play on the Tommy Hunter Show back in the early 80s, and I know you from the tour that we just did, so would you play banjo on my next few CDs, and would Whiskey Jack record with me and go on the road with me? And I said, you bet, that's how it happened.
And the rest is history, exactly, yes, for sure.
Pretty much.
So tell us a little bit about Stompin' Tom, the man that you knew.
The first thing I always think of when I think of Tom is what a highly principled person he was. He placed his values, his principles above anything else. That 13-year break from the business, Johnny, that cost him millions of dollars on principle. Who is there today in the public field that would compromise millions of dollars on principle? I can't think of
nobody. That's who. Nobody.
Some would look at that and go, "Well, Tom was stupid to do that." But I look at it as though he's the owner,
patriot that we need.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, yes. I just have so much respect for that. I couldn't begin to emulate the strength and personal fortitude that he had, but I certainly try. I mean, that's my model in life. My model is to have, you know, that kind of commitment to my principles.
Yes.
But, you know, boy, I don't know if I do it for millions of dollars like he did.
No, that's true. Yes, for sure. Now, another song I was going to ask you about is, tell us about your experience with the recording Canada Day Up, Canada Way with Tom.
That was, well, anybody who's on our YouTube channel knows that that's the very first song we played with Tom on our 1993 tour at Parliament Hill in front of half a million flag-waving Canadians. It was broadcast on the CBC. It was a huge deal. And Tom, very first song we played that night, and then a few minutes later we played the hockey song. But he wrote the song for that moment. He wrote the song for Canada Day on Parliament Hill in front of his country. I mean, that's what, you couldn't get more patriotic. It's almost like that's our national anthem. To me, it has more meaning, you know. I saw him sing that song throughout that tour, and he was in tears when he would sing that song.
Is that right?
Come on.
Yes.
Johnny, who else?
Not very many.
Exactly.
Even, I was thinking about Hank Snow, but even him, and Tom would tell you this himself, he even sold out to the American people.
I don't think Tom particularly
was very fond of Hank.
Hank Snow.
No.
But sure. you know the one that he really did not like for that reason was Tommy Hunter.
Is that right? Okay, I didn't know that.
He saw Tommy Hunter as
a threat.
You know, it's just, you know, kissing Americans' ass. It's, you know, the show spent a fortune bringing up country singers from the United States. And, you know, like, for example, one of the shows we did was with Roy Acuff and his band.
Okay.
And so we're hanging around backstage with Charlie Collins and Roy Acuff and
Oswald.
Brother Oswald. We're hanging around backstage, and I look around and think, you know, the CBC, in their wisdom at that time, had enough money to fly a six-piece band to Toronto, put them up in a hotel for two or three nights, bring them in, put them on air, pay them to be on air, and think about how much money that must have cost.
Exactly.
So just be totally
annoyed.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Annoyed.
For sure.
Disgusted.
For
and,
sure.
And so, no, I don't think there was much love lost between. I don't think Stompin' Tom was ever on Tommy's show. Johnny, I don't know for sure, but I think maybe that's the case.
Tell us a little bit about the concert tour that your tribute to Stompin' Tom. It's called
Whiskey Jack Presents Stories and Songs.
That's right.
And so we've been doing this for 10 years. We've toured the East Coast 5 times. We've toured Ontario nonstop for 10 years.
Amazing.
Our audience is getting smaller. We're an older crowd. We're dying off, and we're You know, that's just the hard reality. We're doing fewer of these shows in 2025.
Okay.
But we still do them. I have some booked in Orillia and Port Stanley and where else? Hopefully we're going to be in Wingham. And
we got to get you up here in Cornwall sometime.
Well, yeah, we certainly did Brockville last fall.
Yes, you did. And you did Kingston as well last year.
We did Kingston. We did Ottawa. We did Chelsea, Quebec. That was pretty exciting to do that part of that. I wish we did more Ottawa Valley shows, I must say. But,
yes.
Yeah.
You do quite a bit of different variety of Tom's songs and the variation of his style.
As I say, Whiskey Jack has been playing his songs in our show since 1981, I think.
Okay.
So we've explored his catalog extensively.
Yes.
And there are songs we sing that maybe the general public doesn't know about, but when they hear them, they shake their head and ask, did Tom write that? That is an amazing song. So we'd like to introduce the audience, not just to the hits, you know, Tilsonburg and Sudbury, and we play all of those, but we also throw in a couple of gems that Tom recorded but never had hits with, and so, yeah, we mix it up, Tom.
For sure, for sure. Now, looking at Stompin' Tom's songs and the songs you performed with him, what were some of his all-time personal favorites of his own?
When we went to the house to do his birthday parties, and he'd call me, and we'd go to the house during the winter when he wasn't touring, and we'd bring the band up, and so we'd have a party, you know, a CD release or a barbecue or a birthday party or something.
Yeah.
And there'd be, you know, there'd be his family and friends and the room filled with people, and then he'd get up and play with us, and every time he played Bud the Spud, Sudbury Saturday Night, and Tilsonburg.
Oh, is that right? So, yes.
Yeah.
So those are the main essential ones, then.
I think so.
I see. And so he never really did, I've seen him four or five times over the years, but he never really did his story songs per se in his concerts.
Well, first of all, they all have 27 verses in there.
Very true.
They're long. So no, I think you're right. I've never heard him do a Martin Hartwell story, for example, or The Bridge Came Tumbling Down. Or one that's near
and dear to me is the Last Fatal Duel, because it was my ancestors that did it.
Well, there you go. So no, because his shows weren't long enough. He didn't have time to do those songs. If he had done different kind of shows, maybe he could have done some of those songs, but no, it wasn't going to happen.
I see. Okay. And so tell us about your newsletter that you've been doing with a man who gave Tom his name.
Yeah, so it's my Substack page.
Yes.
And it's about Gade Lapine. Gade Lapine lives in Ottawa. He's 86.
Oh, wow.
He was Tom's best friend for many years. He wrote songs with Tom for many, many years. And, you know, he continues to write songs. He continues to, you know, he and Tom were married at the hip for, you joined at the hip for a long time. They were brothers. They shared the same values. Gade is still out there promoting Canada. Here he is, a French-Canadian from remote Quebec, out there waving the flag louder and brighter than anyone else. And
yes.
He's a very impressive man, and he's recorded lots. He's toured on his own, and he was at Tom's wedding. He sang at Tom's wedding. He was on Tom's TV show. This is an important man in the story of Stompin' Tom.
For sure. And was he not the one that said, here's Stompin' Tom back at the Maple Leaf?
He's the one. He was the bartender who received Tom that day. Yes, that's him.
That's what I thought.
Back in 1964,
So he would have been Stompin' Tom for over 60 years now.
Yeah. Over 60 years, that's right, man.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
Think about it. Yeah, 40. That's right, 60. Amazing, isn't it?
It sure is. But you say, I think it was you that, in one of my recent interviews that we did, you had mentioned that there's a decade of fans that don't even know who Tom is.
Oh, sure. Yeah. These are the young kids that weren't raised with this music. Tom's not in the news. CBC, the producers that are at the CBC today, most of them are so young, they don't know who Tom is. Tom has been out of the news 10 years is a long time. Most of them don't even know who Ian Tyson is, for crying out loud.
True, or even who we are talking about here today is another one was Tommy Hunter. He was so big in Canadian music, but nobody even knows him anymore. It's sad.
Correct.
Yes, for sure. So tell us about what you would say to Tom on this being his 89th birthday?
Well, first of all, I'd say, Tom, I'm on a mission to get rid of Robbie Burns Day and insert Stompin' Tom Day. I think we got rid of Robbie Burns, started celebrating, so let's do Stompin' Tom Day. He's like Robbie Burns, great poet, great drinker, great patriot, certainly symbolizes the country just like Robbie Burns did. In fact, I would say Tom's probably a nicer guy than Robbie Burns. So.
And so in closing today, and it's been a pleasure talking to you, Duncan, and I hope to do it again sometime soon, but
yes, sir.
Would you tell us what song we could play in memory of Tom for you?
Well, the one, it surprises me when we do interviews across the country and the host of the show goes into our catalog to pick a song.
Yes.
Without my help, they invariably pick Smile Again. And we released it on our Whiskey Jack 10 CD and our version. And that's the one they seem to like. If you want to pick a song, it's one that we recorded with Tom in the studio in 1993. Okay. And then since then, we recorded our own version. And it's very popular.
Well, that sounds good, Duncan. Yes, for sure. And we'll say happy birthday, heavenly birthday to Stompin' Tom today. Yes.
Let's do that.
Okay. Take care, Duncan. And we'll see you down the road somewhere.
Okay, Johnny, yes. Thanks for this.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Style again, when the style again is to smile again, we might learn to sing a song of love and laugh again. Oh, let's smile again, for a while again, for a while a smile, it might be in style again, when the style again is to smile again. We might learn to sing a song of love and laugh again.
Whatever happened to the friendly smile?
I haven't seen a good one for a while.
Lately, when I'm walking down the street,
people look like they just haven't got a friend to meet. Oh, let's smile again. For a while again, for a while a smile, it might be in style again, when the style again is to smile again, we might learn to sing a song of love and laugh again.
Song.
We might learn to sing a song.
God save our new king. We might learn to sing a song of love and laugh again.
Well, I do hope y'all enjoyed that interview with our dear friend and Stompin' Tom band member, Duncan Frimlin of Whiskey Jack. As we welcome y'all back in, it's once again time to turn back the years to the golden age of vinyl records. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door here on what we like to call the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, let's remember a song that may not be all that suitable or appropriate for radio airplay, but was a song that Stompin' Tom performed on the road, Muck Tuck Annie. Now, I often remember Tom, when I've seen him about four or five times over the years, often introducing this song as a song about an old girlfriend he once had. So with that, we'll play this classic in all good nature, and also send it out to a lot of people that requested I play it on today's 89th birthday celebration. Here is, once again, the Ballad of Muck Tuck Annie.
Yeah, let me tell you the story about Muck Tuck Annie, who came south to go to school. With a see-through blouse and sealskin mini, old Annie sure looked cool. She blew into Montreal in the early fall like nothing they'd ever seen. With long black hair and reindeer underwear, she weighed about 216. She came a long, long way from Frobisher Bay. People, don't you know now what I mean? She had the boys all crying on the distant early warning line. Old McTuck Annie could really make the scene. Well, she told her teacher that she wanted to dance, said she wanted to study ballet, but she was 4'6" with her mucklucks off, and I heard her teacher say, "Now, I ain't saying, Annie, that you can't dance. No, I wouldn't want to tell you that. But I got a form here signed in triplicate, says you got to learn to drive a cat." She says, "I don't want to learn to cook or sew, build boats or drive no cat. 'Cause I came south to learn to sing and dance and groovy like that. 'Cause I was Miss Baffin Island Beauty Queen for 1974. And I spent a whole weekend in Grease Fjord with the boys beating down my door. She came a long, long way from Frobisher Bay. People, don't you know now what I mean? She had the boys all crying on the distant early warning line. Old McTuck Annie could really make the scene. Well, she said, "Thank you for your trouble, sir, but I'll make it on my own." And the word spread through the north like wildfire, Big Annie's coming home. She got off of the plane with a record player, ballet slippers on her toes, and she opened up a little groovy club where everybody comes and goes. She got old Stompin' Tom on the record player, and she serves good booze and grub. And the folks around Baffin Island figure it's better than any old Playboy club. You can drink tea, beer, and antifreeze till you fall right off of your feet. And there's seal flippers and potato chips when you feel like something to eat. She come a long, long way from Frobisher Bay. People, don't you know now what I mean? She had the boys all crying on the distant early warning line. Old McTuck Annie could really make the scene. Well, she packs that joint almost every night, and folks come from miles around. And every night about 10 o'clock, all the house lights are turned way down. And suddenly, she's on the stage wearing that toothless grin. Short, fat Annie, the goddess of love, and she's gonna do her dance of sin. Well, she jumps and shouts and huffs and puffs and does a little bump and grind. And all she's wearing is them ptarmigan feathers, scotch tape to her behind. Well, she made about $100,000 last year, which wasn't too bad at all. And decided to take a little holiday, so she flew down to Montreal. It seems she ran into her teacher there, you know, the one that she met before. And she gave him a job tending the fire and taking tickets at her nightclub door. She come a long, long way from Frobisher Bay. People, don't you know now what I mean? She had the boys all crying on the distant early warning line. Old McTuckenny could really make the scene. Let me tell you now, McTuckenny could really make the scene. Let me tell you now, McTuckenny could really make the scene.
Well, I do hope that didn't offend anyone out there today. And if we're still on the radio now, it's time to send us into the second hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show with another more serious side of Stompin' Tom Connors, who, in my opinion, did not record many songs that were, one would call, gospel-related. But in my opinion, there was one among three that I'll play later that was closest to the gospel-style music that Stompin' Tom would record. That is, off of his Songs of Tragedy album, titled The Battle of Despair, which, in my opinion, is very much in the style of Hank Williams, the singing legend of country music, own Battle of Armageddon. Now, if we do have enough time, we will hear this one by Hank Williams to do the comparison between the two. With that, we'll be back following this on the other side of 9 o'clock hour. Good morning, friends.
All we know, the battle's coming, but the world don't seem to care. But they'll be sorry if this battle is the battle of despair. When people fall a-crying, with their faces in the mud, there'll be wailing, there'll be shrieking, when the rivers run with blood. When the sun, the moon, the stars go black, we'll know it's Judgment Day. And will the world be willing then to get on its knees and pray? They'll be wishing they had Bibles instead of rifles in their hand. And the fear of God will till the sod in the heart of every man. Nothing but disaster, there'll be gnashing of the teeth, and the heavens will be open to the wicked world beneath. And we'll hear the mighty trumpet sounding off throughout the land. Non-believers will believe it when the hour is at hand. We'll see the blessed Savior with the army that he brings. He's the splendor of the nation, he's the king of all the kings. Crown of heaven sitting on the judgment seat, and the battle of Armageddon will be over and complete. Then the bodies upon bodies in a shambles of the earth, they'll be called to life again to find out what their soul is worth. Come all ye who has been faithful to thy God whom you adore, let burn all ye who evil be in hell forevermore. Despair, it may be this one to come. What's to be will have to be, but let us pray the simple one. Take the Bible, not the rifle, never kill, just bend the knee. And if we lose or win the battle, we'll still live eternally.
There's a mighty battle coming, and it's well now on its way. It'll be fought at Amu Garden, it shall be a sad, sad day. In the book of Revelation, words in chapter 16 say, there'll be gathered their great armies for that battle on that day. All the way from the gates of Eden to the battle of Amu Garden, there's been trouble and tribulation, there'll be sorrow and despair. He has said, ye not be troubled, for these things shall come to pass. Then your life will be eternal when you dwell with him at last.
Turn the pages of your Bible, and St. Matthew you will see. Start with chapter 24 and read from 1 to 33. In our Savior's blessed word, he said, on earth he prophesied. Oh, he spoke of this great battle that is coming by and by. All the way from the gates of Eden to the battle of Armageddon, there's been trials and tribulations, there'll be sorrow and despair. He has said, ye not be troubled, for these things shall come to pass. Then your life will be eternal when you dwell with him at last. There'll be nation against nation, there'll be wars and rumors of wars.